Them something special.
Log Talk Radio.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk Weather Outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see areas of morning fog burning off by this afternoon and making way to mostly sunny skies. High temperatures around 59, 60 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures down about 10 degrees, down to about 49, 50. For Friday and running up into the weekend, more clouds and a chance of rain showers expected. High temperatures in the upper 50s to low 60s. Cloudy skies and low temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s through the overnight.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen, and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the good life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationDocRadio.com.
Imagine starting your week off with a teaching, a clearing, and an activation direct from the God Consciousness. If you would like to feel more in charge of your week ahead, then I personally invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, for our monthly Soul Sunday non-denominational service at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, online or in person. All donations for this event go to the TLC Initiative Fund to help those in need. Sign up now at TracyLClark.com and let's connect together in the glory realm.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasik each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you. We've got another fabulous show for you today. Shout out to Benny. Hi, Benny. Shout out to David.
Hi.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, both of them are yit. They are at the helm. So whatever you see, however you see it, whatever you hear, however you hear it, thank you, David and Benny, for sure.
I want to set the stage for this for a little bit. And you know, Benny and I have known each other for about 16 years. And I will say this, that along the way, when you are working that closely with someone, you really have to learn a few things. Sometimes for me, I learned the hard way. But one of the things that, you know, you come to, if you have the right guidance to get there, is this place where relating to another person is much deeper than you think. And maybe along the way, as you go there, you struggle with some of the things that you've learned either when you were younger, maybe some of the things from even past lives. But there are things that in relationship come up to be healed that you don't know about. But here we are today with Sabina Rademacher joining me here today. And here's what I've learned. When you have that situation, how is, if not as important or more important than the what, but how we go through these events has a long-lasting impact. Today, consciousness through COVID, conscious relating, conscious split up. That's what we're talking about today. Because, you know, what Sabina does is she works with people all over the world. She works with them about full circle of love, how to make time and space for love. She helps people, relationship coach. She's devoted and focuses her career and what she does with others on all aspects of love, especially self-love, but also about separation and breakups. And one of the things we know for sure is the statistics are coming out now about what is going on within relationships. The numbers of potential breakups are coming out. But what if there was a conscious way to relate? That's what she's talking about today. These are the lessons of our time. Sabina, great to have you. This is a powerful conversation because, you know, we're dealing with scenarios that people never thought they'd be in, and how they are relating during these times is unprecedentedly not good.
Well, first of all, thank you for this fantastic introduction, because I wouldn't be able to describe all what you have done perfectly in some sentences. And yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, on one side, I'm actually really happy that COVID happened, because it makes it so obvious where we are failing in relationships. And it's not about that we have to fail or something like that. It's just becoming aware that actually there's some stuff which is not looked at. And we can all look at and heal it. We don't have to rush off and go to a divorce just because we haven't taken the time to actually look, wait a minute, who is actually in front of me? And COVID has shown us, because of the lockdown and being closer together, normally we are so distracted of all the doings, as you do know. You know, we kind of get up, we take the coffee, we rush off, we go to the office. And in the evening, we come back with dad, we switch on the television, we have the dinner, we don't even know what we talk about. We watch a movie or we watch the news. And then the weekend, more or less, is the same, some activities, some shopping, whatever. But suddenly, COVID brought us together with this person in front of us. And maybe we have felt, well, wait a minute, who is this? And of course, we suddenly realized, maybe this is not the one I thought of. But I question, have you ever taken time to really look? Have you really invested the time to understand the other person? But starting here, because we cannot understand the other when we have not taken investment in ourselves to learn, well, what is my needs and desires? What are my values? What are my boundaries? How does it look like to take care of myself? How are my feelings? And then getting curious about the other. And do we share something together? Do we share a common values? Do we share a common goal? Do we take literally time every week at least to find each other, to connect to each other, because we're not so evolving, aren't we? We're not kind of equal all the time. You know, we're not the same, same, same.
Yeah.
So it's important that we share that, that we learn to share. And yes, we can learn it. Yes, we can practice. It's a practice. You know, we most of us come to this idea that a relationship is like this romantic Mr. Prince is coming as a woman. You know, many women, they would never dare to really openly confess it. But inside of us is still the little girl thinking, oh, Mr. Right is coming on his blue horse. He picks up us, and then everything will be rosy ever. And men also feel like, oh, Mrs. Right just has to come along. But look at the statistics, especially in U.S. I mean, before COVID, there were already 50% of the first marriage were splitting up in the first year of marriage. It's amazing. And now after COVID, I don't know, you probably have better statistics than me.
I think that we're still finding out. But I think the thing that that really people are talking about and attempting to talk about is that they don't have the tools that they wanted to have to get through this. So the idea of consciously relating is, I mean, it's just not something that people thought about. And what the sense is, or what the information I'm getting from folks is we don't know how to do this. The other side of that is there's the part of this where COVID-19 has really had people look at each other, and even before COVID, has had people look at each other and basically say, wow, I don't want to be here any longer. And, you know, and then there's a way to go about that. You know, there are scenarios on both sides where either the man or the woman, or the woman and the woman, or the man and the man try to seek some sort of sanctuary. But here we are. We are in the middle of a pandemic, and you can't run out to the office, or you're not able to run out to the coffee shop. And so part of what today is about, and that's why I'm excited for you to talk about it, is that if you are not going to be together, there's a way to be. And it could be a conscious way, right?
It absolutely can be. So first of all, to everybody, because we're not alone in this situation, nobody ever has showed us how to deal with others. You know, there is no course in school like, you know, how come that we don't learn about love and relating in love? And relating in love, or relating in general, conscious relating, I mean, it's worth to have that knowledge for anybody around us. It can be the best friend, it can be the colleagues, can be the boss, right? So it's about that we just have never learned it. But we can learn it if we become conscious. And yes, the conscious split up. So if we really come to that conclusion, we actually don't share anything common anymore. But I would always recommend to really check that, not just, come on, there's a better one around the corner. You know, that's what so many people do. They just turn out and find somebody else instead of really looking what are the issues, what I'm contributing to the conflict. Because you will repeat in the next relationship. That's what the statistics said already in America before COVID. You know, the 67% of the second and 74% of the third marriages end in divorce. Isn't it incredible?
It is, because, I mean, we know this at a lot of different levels, right? So, you know, one of the things we know is that anything that we don't take care of from our past, even yesterday, it's not like it goes away.
Exactly.
Right? It's like we just kind of pile it up. I mean, if we have a consciousness suitcase, right, and we carry in this suitcase around, what happens is if we don't face ourselves, because we cannot change other people, let's just be really clear. This is not a show about consciously relating to change your partner.
Nope. Nope.
Right. That ain't it. That's another show. But we carry this suitcase, and we keep putting things in our suitcase that we are